It's The Rock, and you are listening to episode 13 of the SMG Podcast. This will be the first episode that I do on my own since Chisholm's being emo again, and I'm a little bit sick, so that's why I haven't been doing that many podcast episodes lately. So, the only reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode is because of a big video game news. Oh my god, a freaking big video game news in the summer. Can you guys believe it? There's actually one, and the one I'm talking about is Square Enix is making a $200 million bid to Tecmo. Yes, they're trying to buy Tecmo out. That's probably the biggest news I've heard all summer, to be honest with you guys. It's kind of like the same thing they did with Electronic Arts, or how Electronic Arts is trying to buy out, what's it called? Take-Two. I don't know if that's happening yet, but I hope they don't. So, basically, they're trying to buy out the creators of Ninja Gaiden. I wonder why. Let's find out. Okay, so Square Enix didn't really say why they're trying to buy out Tecmo, but I can see that Tecmo's having some really big problems lately with the creator of Ninja Gaiden trying to... Oh, man. I'm having problems talking. That's how sick I am. Anyways, the creator of Ninja Gaiden left, if you guys didn't know, and a bunch of employees from Tecmo are suing the actual company as well. So, as you can see, there's a lot of problems with Tecmo right now, so I'm assuming Square Enix is trying to go for the whole savior kind of thing. Oh, let's save you. You guys are in trouble. You guys are going to go downhill, so let us buy you out, and you guys will be fine. So that's how I see this scenario here. If it is a good deal, that's what I'm thinking. Is it as bad as, because like, you know, with the whole Electronic Arts trying to buy Take-Two, everybody was so negative about it, and I could see why, because Electronic Arts hasn't had the best record track, so to say, for video games. Like, they do make some crappy games, but Square Enix, they make some amazing games, like the one I'm playing right now, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance 2, which I'll be reviewing later in this podcast. Yeah, so I don't think it would be a bad thing, but the thing is with Square Enix, they make RPGs and Tecmo makes action games, so I don't know how that works. Square Enix doesn't have a long history of making non-RPG games, and the ones they made aren't that great. There are a few games that they did make that were alright. I think one was called The Bouncer, so to say. So maybe it'd be good, maybe it'd be bad, but I want to point out to this poll on GameFAQs, where it makes a poll saying, which mashup would you like to see from Square Enix and a Tecmo merger? So, here are the ideas right now. There's Dragon Quest Monster Rancher. I didn't even know they made Monster Rancher Tecmo. And here's one I thought that was cool. Final Fantasy Extreme Beach Volleyball. Can you imagine Riku or Yuna in a swimsuit? That would be great. Tecmo Bowl, Chrono Trigger vs. Secret of Mana. That one's kind of weird. Forget that one. Hearts vs. the Fatal Frame World. That's weird. And the last one, this got the most votes, by the way, for the game that could be possibly made with Square Enix Tecmo merger, is Ryu Hayabusa vs. Cloud Strife in a Battle to the Death. I thought that was dumb. Like, damn you Final Fantasy VII fans. Go for the Final Fantasy Extreme Beach Volleyball. Who cares about Ryu and Cloud fighting each other and stuff? So, yeah. So, as you can see, I think that's the biggest thing that's happened this summer. That's why I wanted to make this podcast episode. Because if this didn't happen, then I'd have no point in making an episode without Chisholm. Because it's kind of weird having him not around. Having a second thought, second opinion about it. So doing this podcast episode alone is very interesting, so to say. I say that a lot, don't I? So to say. Other than that, there hasn't been that much going on in the video game industry. right now. PAX 2008 is a current convention happening. There was a big video game tournament happening last week in Toronto, our hometown. It was part of the Fan Expo, which was a big convention full of anime, sci-fi, horror, and video games. And there was a big Major League Gaming tournament. I wanted to compete so badly, but I guess I wasn't good enough. I've been busy all summer, so I didn't have time to brush up my skills in Halo 3. So I guess I'll have to wait till next year to get better. But I've seen these guys. These guys are crazy. These guys are amazing in Halo. I saw this one girl. She was even... She could kick my ass any day. That's all I gotta say. Other than that, that's all about it for news in the video game industry. They're saying the 360 is cheaper than the Wii in Japan. The arcade version, by the way. So, that's another interesting thing to say. Alright guys, let's just move on to the next section. Because I'm running out of things to say. Alright guys, school is about to start soon. So, I'm going to talk about what's going to be coming out in September. Any big releases so far. First one I see, the biggest one, is Star Wars The Force Unleashed. That seems to be the biggest game coming out in September. I don't know if I'll be purchasing it, since I still have to play Call of Duty 4 and Assassin's Creed, which is still sitting in my video game room. Collecting dust. I haven't had that much time to play it. I promise you guys, I will play this game just when I get the time. Other releases. Here's an interesting one. Wario Land Shake It. I don't know too much about the Wario Land series, but I heard it's part of a big Wario series, which includes WarioWare. So I'm assuming Wario Land is going to be similar to WarioWare. Correct me if I'm wrong. If Chisholm was here, he'd definitely tell me all about it, since he knows all about these Nintendo games. More than I do currently, so maybe he'll tell you a bit more. But that's coming out in September for all you Wii players out there. Samba de Amigo also is coming out too. Lego Batman. So I'm assuming this is going to be a lot like Lego Star Wars, but with Batman, since of the big release, the big movie release of Batman came out. So I guess that series has been popular again. Infinite Discoveries coming, Undiscoveries coming out, and Brothers in Hell, Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway. I think that's a shooting game. So those are the games that are going to be coming out in September. So get your gaming on. Let's move on. It's time for Name That Video Game Tune. And can you guess what this tune is? If you didn't know what that video game tune was, that was Osmond Plains from Final Fantasy XII and a bunch of other Final Fantasy games like Final Fantasy Tactics A2 and Revenant Wings for the DS as well. I guess they reused that track so many times since it is a song, so I guess that's why they use it so many times. Alright, let's move on to the review. It's time for video game reviews, and this week I'm only going to be reviewing one game since Chisholm's not here and not able to give a second opinion. So, the game I'm going to be reviewing today is Final Fantasy Tactics A2 Grimoire of the Rift for the Nintendo DS. What a long-ass name this game has. Anyways, this game is pretty much the same thing as Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for the GBA, if you ever played that before. How do I explain this? It's a pretty unique game. If you've ever played Advance Wars or any of those kind of real-time strategy games, think of it like that with a Final Fantasy side to it. So you're kind of, it's kind of like a chessboard, and you're moving your units and stuff to do attacks and do whatever side quests or whatever you're trying to do. It is a fun game. I'm going to make this review pretty short anyway, so since I have nothing written down, this is all coming on the top of my head and what I've played so far. I think I'm pretty much halfway done this game, so I think I got a pretty good idea of how this game is. So basically, again, you do missions, which is basically you're doing battle for battle. So there is a story. It's pretty cheesy, though, so there isn't much to do. It's a pretty simple game, so to say. You have, 5 races. It's set in, I call it Ivalis. That's one of the fictional worlds of Final Fantasy. So, there's 5 races you can have on your, in your party. And, they're humans, or humes, that's what they're called. Moogles, Numus, Vieras, which are pretty much girl bunnies, if that's your thing. And, Bangas, and 2 new races, Seek and Grias. So, you have your party, right? And basically, you use them to fight in battles, and that's what you do. And there's a lot of different kind of races, or different kind of classes, sorry, that you could play with. So, you could play as a white magician, a black magic, a soldier, and you move up to pretty cool races, like or pretty cool classes, such as paladins, fighters, summoners. You get those better classes, but you have to earn them. That's how they make the game fair like that. And when you're battling, there's certain kind of rules you have to follow, which is basically there's a judge there, and sometimes he gives a rule that you cannot do, and if you break it, then bad stuff happens to you. So maybe in one round you can't use magic, or the next round you can't hurt. You can't directly attack anybody, like you can't use basic attacks. Or another round, you can't use ice attacks. It's pretty annoying. People say it's pretty annoying, but I'd say I like it because it adds a certain challenge to the game, which is why I like it. So that's how I explain. That's how Final Fantasy Tactics works for me. You should probably look at like screens just to get an idea, or like pictures, to get an idea of how this game looks like. So I talked about the gameplay. It's really addictive. If you're into Final Fantasy, or if you like real-time strategy games, you're going to get addicted to this game madly, because this is one of the game. This is the game I played after Chrono Trigger at work, and I've killed many hours, so much downtime at work, by playing Final Fantasy Tactics for the DS. I simply am a fan of this game, so that's why I love it. I don't think everyone's going to like this game, which is why GameSpot gave it such a pretty low review for Final Fantasy. I think it gave it a 7.7 out of 10. So, not everybody's going to like this game. So, I try it out first before you buy it. So, I talk about replay value. If it's a rent or buy, I'd say borrow it from a friend or rent it first before you buy it, because it's either hit or miss. Either you're going to like it, or you're not going to like it. So, give it a try first. Graphics. Okay, I think graphics are the worst part of this game, because they look the exact same thing as Final Fantasy Tactics for the Game Boy. These guys are so lazy. These guys didn't even think of updating the graphics. I know the attacks look a bit better, and maybe the sprites look a little bit better, but other than that, it doesn't utilize the advantage of the DS power. Even though it doesn't have that much power, the DS, so to say, compared to PSP, but they didn't really do anything with it. I think they just pretty much ported this game to it and just added a few upgrades. So, if you're looking for something spectacular, like visually spectacular, this isn't the game. Final Fantasy Tactics A2, not the game. Moving on to that, the sound. Nothing too big on the sound. It's pretty much same, like Dia. It's better than the GBA sounds that you were playing if you were playing Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for the Game Boy. But it's pretty much standard, nothing too fancy. For the music, I generally like the music because it's catchy. It's very Final Fantasy Tactics-like. And if you're a Final Fantasy XII fan, you're going to absolutely love this game because there's a few songs in this game that are from Final Fantasy XII, and they sound about the same quality as for the PS2 version, so you'll love it for the music. I like the music. I'm considering buying the music if they ever have it available. So turn up the sound on the DS because you'll like it. Not for the sound, but for the music. That's what I gotta say, so I'd give it a high score for that. The controls are simple. Basically, you press A to move around, you use the D-pad to move your units. Shut up, Jimmy. Get off my MSN. Yeah, so it's pretty simple stuff. Use L and R to scroll through faster. Basic controls, pretty simple, basically. I've talked about the replay again. Rent it first before you buy it to get an idea of how this game is. So, I'm just going to move this on very quickly because I didn't write this down, so I can't give you a really detailed review. So this is just like a quick review, so to say. So, the good points about Final Fantasy Tactics 2 for the DS is if you liked Final Fantasy Tactics for the GBA, you're absolutely going to love this. So, since I was a big fan of the GBA version, I liked it, so if you like this, if you like the GBA version, you're gonna love the DS version. I'd buy it right now. The music's pretty good. Some remixes, some same tracks from the Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, which were upgraded, which was nice. Kind of a fan service for Final Fantasy fans, and FF12 music, which is good as well. If you like this game, it'll be very addictive. So that's a plus. Other than that, it'll keep you busy because there are about 300 missions to do. So it doesn't sound like a lot since they are pretty much the same thing basically, except with a few twists. Like, oh, okay, you gotta do this instead of that character, you're saving this character. But it will take a long time to beat, so lots of replay value. Other than that, that's all the good points I can think of. But the bad points, the graphics look the same, shoddy graphics. If you're not a big fan of RTS, you're not gonna like this game. So that's the biggest weakness. It doesn't appeal. Tactics A2 doesn't appeal to everybody. So either you like it or you don't. That's all I gotta say. And finally, the score. What am I gonna give this game? I'm going to give it a 7.5. Not because it is a good game if you like it. If you did like it, I'd probably give it higher, but since the fact that it doesn't appeal to every single gamer out there, which is not a good thing, that's why I have to give it below 8, because it doesn't appeal to everybody. So I'm not going to be harsh and give it 7 like GameSpot. I think that's a little bit too low for a great game like this, but 7.5 seems to be the right score for me. And so, bottom line is, try out this game. Either you'll like it or you don't. That's the point. Alright guys, that's my first time doing a podcast alone. As you can see, I didn't have that much content to say, because with Chisholm here, we could go on and on debating about what's good and what's bad, like his Nintendo rants, but since I'm the only one talking, the podcast can get pretty short. So, if you have something to say about this review or about the SMG podcast, please give us some feedback. Go to, or actually email us, at smgcanada@gmail.com. So I gotta say that, one thing I have to say is the forums are gonna be down for a bit. I have to do some maintenance. I think there's something wrong with the forums, so just email me now if you want to get some feedback on some stuff. And next week, I promise you, I will be getting Chisholm back here. We are gonna be doing some stuff, like video game trivia. I know you guys love video game trivia, so I'm bringing that back for sure. And hopefully I'll be done my Grand Theft Auto 4 review, which I've been trying to do for weeks, but this game is so big and so badass that I have to take the time to perfect this review. So I wouldn't be doing it right now. So hopefully I'll have that done next week. And that's all I gotta say. I hope you do enjoy this episode with me doing it alone. It's my first try. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I will see you guys next week.